This is Equestrian Legacy Radio.
The good word in an old ghost town. All those high and mighty powers that be, they don't seem to know.
Listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and I'm your host, Gary Holt. We have a really fun show for you today. We'll be joined by the great folks from Circle E Guest Ranch, Ray Evans and Christine Pearl. Cowboy mounted shooter Marty Luffman will be joining us for the last segment of our show, and joining us on the Campfire Cafe today is Mary Kay. Campfire Cafe is brought to you today by our great sponsors at Equestrian Legacy's General Store and Marketplace. Be sure and visit equestrianlegacy.net and visit with our sponsors and do some shopping on the General Store and Marketplace. When we come back, we'll be talking with Mary Kay.
Well, the hearts are turning, made this man as wise as he was old. And words don't come easy, but his eyes are the windows to his soul. His life is like a wheel rolling over and over again.
Billings is where she ran out of gas. They say gold remains when all the stubborn pride in you is gone, gone. Yeah, she was down like a storm that's been thrown, but she was dead down. Braid like a rope down her back. He thought, man, I'd be a fool not to stop and help a gal that looks like that. He said, can I help you? She said, well, I've been helped by men like you enough, but I guess it's alright if you can carry me to town in that truck. She wore a flat brimmed hat and her boots were the buckaroo style. And she knew from his truck this cowboy had been along for a while. Aw, oh, he didn't talk much, but his dark eyes just blew her away. And as they rolled into Billings, she knew that this was where the cowboy would stay.
That's her Wyoming Woman, Montana Man from her Dawn to Dusk CD. And Mary Kay is the Western Music Association 2013 Female Performer and Songwriter of the Year. Mary Kay, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on.
Well, we're delighted to have you. And, you know, it's been months since that you've joined us on the show, and I have been enjoying your music. You had a great Christmas CD that I had, and just some amazing music that was on that. But you're just a talented lady and award-winning in many categories. But I found that it was very interesting the way that you got started in your music career professionally. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I'm kind of the accidental cowgirl singer. I never intended to be a professional songwriter or singer. I have a big family. My husband and I live in a little rural area in central Utah where we wanted to raise our family, and we've got a big family. We've got 10 children. And, yeah, that's not a combined family. I actually had 10 children. You know, you don't hear big families very often, but there are some crazy people out there still having big families. But I had a girlfriend talk me into buying a guitar when I was pregnant with my 10th baby. And so I went in and bought this guitar and started writing songs. She and I, we sang just at little local places. We sang at the local trailer park, RV park, every Friday night. And I had my little infant baby with me. And I saved up the money that I made from singing at that park and recorded the first songs that I wrote. And somebody got a hold of that CD of songs I had written and invited me to my first cowboy poetry and music festival. And so I wrote some music for that festival. You know, I was living the Western lifestyle, and I thought, well, I could do this. You know,
right.
This is just music about the West. And, gosh, things just kind of got out of hand after that.
Well, and how old is that youngest baby now?
Well, she's 8 now, so it's been 8 years.
Wow. Well, you've just accomplished so much in just a short period of time. And, you know, the other interesting thing to me is that you weren't born and raised a Western girl. Where's home?
No. Born in Texas and was raised there near Austin until I was around 12. Our family moved to Clinton, Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and I spent all my high school years there.
Well, I could tell a little of that Southern girl influence from some of your music and some of the words to some of your music well. But, you know, we're fortunate that you moved from performing for the trailer parks to what you're doing now. and just a great writer. I mean, there's so many neat songs that you've written. And getting ready for this show, I really discovered one that I'd heard before, but it just kind of hit me differently this week.
Yeah.
And that's a song called Arizona in Her Eyes. Is there a story about that one? How did you come to write that song?
Well, that is actually one of my very favorite songs that I've written as well. Friends all over the West, because I travel so much with singing.
Right.
And we have some friends that actually live in New Mexico. But it's a couple, Doug and Kathy Fix, and Kathy was talking about shaking somebody's hand once that she said, oh, that man had a soft hand. She was like, I love being my husband's wife. Anyway, I kind of thought of Kathy when I wrote that song. She and how much Doug loves her. And, you know, the landscape in Arizona is just so stunning and so different.
Right.
That I was on a horseback ride out in Arizona when I wrote down several of the lyrics that are in that song. But when I listen to that song, I just think this is what a woman hopes that her man sees in her. I wrote that just hoping that men see in us beauty, but also strength, so, and respect.
Right. Well, it's absolutely a beautiful song, and actually I think it is my pick song of the week, Arizona in Her Eyes, and we're going to listen to that when we come back. Mary, I'd like to talk a little bit more about some of your influences in your music, but you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and we're talking with Mary Kay. Arizona in Her Eyes is the song.
He sees Arizona in her eyes, all the promise of a desert at sunrise. Soul of wonder, landscape of surprise. Yes, he sees Arizona in her eyes. Hers are the hands that have seen the sun. Her heart, the chamber of a single shotgun. Wild is her watchword. Beauty is her name. Part of the West he never will change. And when the wind is lifting her long hair with the scent of the Sonoran in the air, God alone can hear this cowboy's granted in that woman standing there. to his drought, this woman is his rain. Welcome storm to wash away his pain. Her thunder and her lightning unrestrained, and equal to this cowboy she has claimed. Hers are the hands that have seen the sun, her heart the chamber of a single shotgun. Wild is her watchword, and beauty is her name. Part of the West, he never will take. For he sees Arizona in her eyes, all the promise of the desert at sunrise, soul of wonder, landscape of surprise. Yes, he sees Arizona, he can hold but cannot own her. Yes, he sees Arizona in her eyes.
Arizona in Her Eyes, and that's another song from the Dawn and the Dusk CD, Arizona in Her Eyes by Mary Kay. And Mary, that's just a lovely song.
Thank you.
But a lot of the influences that you have, and you write some really sensitive type songs, and then you've got some stuff that's just like, you know, jump up and stomp your feet like Wyoming Woman, Montana Man. But talk to us a little bit about some of the influences. You know, your friend was an influence in this song. But are there artists, other things that have influenced your writing?
I read a lot of Western history, and I try and be influenced by what I read. But I'm finding that the more I travel with music, the more my travels are influencing the music that I write. I think maybe I depended more on what I read when earlier in my songwriting, but I'm at a point now where I'm having so many wonderful experiences and meeting so many incredible people. And the Western United States is just so diverse, and the cowboy culture and the horse culture is so diverse. But I'm really enjoying just kind of, you know, documenting what I'm experiencing in songwriting. My efforts right now in songwriting are to be a little bit more commercial in my songwriting, keeping the length of my songs under 4 minutes, and, you know, just trying to push myself as a songwriter to really edit what I do. And,
right.
I just dropped my phone. Did you get that?
That's okay. That's all right. We had Belinda Gale on a few weeks ago, and she was in an airport, so you can imagine how much fun that was with the planes coming in occasionally.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. But I was just mentioning, I always call it reining in my songwriting. So when I go writing, I've been writing a lot more this spring, and there's a lot of parallels to my songwriting as well. Just having control and having intent when I go out on a ride.
Right.
Letting the horse know who's in charge. And it's the same with the songwriting, is I have to let that song know I'm in charge. I'm going to rein it in. I'm going to really work with it and massage it until it's really something to be proud of. So I love songwriting. It truly is my favorite pastime.
Well, you do a great job with it, and, you know, I had a conversation with somebody just last night about the difference between country music and Western music, and how that gap, I think, is kind of widened, and country music is not quite what it was before, but the Western and the cowboy songs are really telling some stories, and I can see where it's difficult sometimes to, as you said, make it more commercial, where it's a little shorter, you know, for airplay. But yeah. sometimes the story just takes more time to tell.
Sometimes, yes, that's true.
Yeah, it really does. But you do a great job. Have there been any artists particularly that have had an influence on you?
I'm just trying to think of who that would be. I really enjoy Dave Stamey's songwriting and performing. I don't know if you've ever had Dave Stamey on the show.
I keep trying. If you know Dave, tell him I'm trying to reach out to him.
He's kind of an introvert, but I'll see him this weekend and I'll tell him for sure.
All right, thanks.
Down in Los Angeles. Also, I think vocally, Emmylou Harris and Ella Fitzgerald. I mean, it's pretty diverse in female vocalists that I love to listen to.
Right. Right.
I wish I could tell you a certain songwriter that I just really love, but it really, I think almost every songwriter has kind of hit and misses, in my opinion. I don't know of anybody, and maybe this is true across the board with all artists. You have some work that you love and other work that you're, you know, you just don't connect with quite as much.
Right, right. So. And talking about some of these people that have influenced your music, and I can actually hear a little Ella Fitzgerald in some of your songs. I mean, you know, it comes out in there. You know, I also noticed, and we don't have any of this to play today, but you've written some songs or recorded some songs that are what I would call hymns.
Well, thank you. That's a compliment.
Well, there was one, and I don't recall the name right now, and I should have, but it was something about the roses or the rose. Do you
that's
know
a the song one that, called God is in the Roses.
Yeah, yeah, just a beautiful song. And,
you
know, you have so many that are great that I would love to have played during the show, and we just don't have time to do all of them. But there's such a wide range in the type of music that you write and perform. And one that we want to do right now is called Patterns on the Pain. And do you have a story about that one?
This song was actually written by a friend of mine who's a poet, a female cowboy poet. Her name is Jill Lynn Kirkwood. And the story is that's something that actually I see over and over again. That's on these big ranches and farms out in the rural West, where husband and wife raised their family on that ranch or that farm. The kids all grow up having a great experience, kind of living out and living on the land. But then the kids go to college, they move away, the husband passes away, and it leaves the widow on that big piece of land by herself, and it's her home. She doesn't necessarily want to leave it. And Jolynn wrote this song about just such a person. I mean, these gals, sometimes these widows live so far out that even driving to the mailbox over the gravel road, depending on the weather, is hazardous. And they just look forward to having a visitor, a kind face come by. But this is a song about one of those gals.
All right. Well, let's listen to Patterns on the Pain. And we're talking with Mary Kay, and you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
That window as November winds blow around her walls. Then early in December, the first heart snows began to fall. On the window's frost laid coats of glass like an iridescent chain. Seasons change, her life passes by, like patterns on the pane. Cedar splits are stacked for burning in a tarp grid, outside Ruby's door. and the roads are hard to travel now, so folks, don't stop by anymore. From the porch roof ice melts in the sun, a transparent open vein. Seasons change, her life passes by like patterns on the page. In the early mist of morning, ruby's breath forms ghosts on the glass. As she looks out through her window, another winter pass. Springtime comes and the winter snow turns to a chilling rain. Seasons change, her life passes by like patterns on. Lord, please bless the traveler and those who stand and wait, who watch the world keep on turning, passing by. Time goes by, seasons change. When the summer sun grows hot and bright in the morning breeze, the curtains sway. Ruby bows her head and thanks the Lord for the gift of yet another day. On the floor the curtain shadows cast a faded dancing stain. Change, her life passes by like patterns on the pane.
Another great song from Mary Kay, Patterns on the Pane. And Mary, I know with 10 kids, there have to be a few that are going to follow your footsteps into the music business.
Oh, yeah. We're hoping.
Well, have you got a couple of the daughters that are have started playing with you a little bit?
Yeah, we do. We have our seventh and eighth children. Number seven is Sophia, and she's 16, and her sister Millie, who's 13. Millie has an extraordinary singing voice. I mean, I can't even tell you, and you'll have to wait till you hear her sing. She's a really gifted vocalist, and Sophia plays guitar, and Sophia and I sing harmony, Millie sing leads. But we just figured, my husband Brad and I, we figured that with all the traveling that we do, that we'd like to start taking the children on more of these trips, but we just felt like, especially with Millie's talent, that we should just get them singing. And it's fun. We had our first concert with them last weekend in Winnemucca, Nevada. And it was fun to travel with the girls, and they did a great job.
Well, that has to be a thrill to be able to do that. And do you have any kind of a project in the works where you're going to have the girls recording with you?
You know, right now we're really in between projects. I'm working on I'm writing songs. Teaching the girls to play and sing together, it takes an enormous amount of time. We're just going to let God direct what the next move is, what the next CD will be. I wish I had definite plans, but I don't. It's one of those times that we're just waiting to see what we should do next.
Right. Well, I know that that will be a thrill, and it's a good experience for the girls to be out on the road and performing some with you. Where are you appearing next?
I'm going to be heading down to Los Angeles. They have a festival there called the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival, and it's held at the Old Melody Ranch, where they actually, it's an old movie set where they film Gunsmoke there.
Right, right.
Yeah, so Dave Stamey's going to be there. Belinda Gale is going to be there. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Well, it sounds like it'll be a fun, and please tell Belinda I said hello and tell Dave to call me. So.
Oh, you know what? I am incorrect. Dave will not be in Santa Clarita. He is going to be in Genoa, Nevada, where a festival that I'm doing the next weekend. So I will let him know, but not this weekend.
Okay, well, look forward to having him on, and Belinda was so much fun to have on a few weeks ago, but always a joy to have you joining us, and we want people to be able to buy your music. What is your website?
My website is mary-k.com. So it's mary-k, and K has a silent E at the end, .com.
Okay. All right, so mary-kaye.com, and you can buy your music there. I would encourage folks to do that. She's just got some great CDs that are out and award-winning songs, and just talented, talented lady, and always so much fun to talk with you. And we really, really appreciate you being on the show. Brad is such a nice guy. I always enjoyed communicating with him some as well. So.
Thank you.
And I'm going to remind you, when you're in Tennessee visiting family, we want to hit Miller's Restaurant sometime, and that'll be on me. So.
Oh, we're excited about that. It's going to be fun.
Well, look forward to it. Well, we've been talking with Mary Kay, and again, that's mary-kaye.com, her website. Buy her music. You're going to love it. And we're going to close out this segment of the show with a great song called Cowboy Waltzing Across Her Mind, and that's just a little bit of a different song from those last two that we heard. But Mary Kay, thanks for joining us today, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much, Gary. You take care.
All right, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with our good friends from Circle E Guest Ranch in Belvidere, Tennessee. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
She was 16 the summer they met by chance. He was an out-of-town cowboy just there for the dance. And he smiled as he walked her across that wood floor. And he held her hand tightly as he led her to the door. Led her to the door. And he took her 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 out in that night. Gave a sweet simple kiss under August moonlight. Many memories are lost, but the one she can find is that cowboy waltzing, waltzing across her mind. She's a woman full grown, with a husband and children and a home of her own. And she loves them like thunder with a heart that is true. But sometimes at night that cowboy's memory comes waltzing through. And he takes her 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 back to that night and that sweet simple kiss under August moonlight. Many memories are lost, but the one she can find is that cowboy waltzing across her mind. Her life is made sweet at the moment I did. Just an out of town cowboy and true love first kiss. Oh, the flower of you is faded and flown, and the woman is old and a widow all alone. As she rocks on her porch, she smiles and she sighs, and you can see a cowboy when you look in her eyes. And he takes her one, two, three, back to that night, that sweet, simple kiss under August moonlight. Many memories are lost, but the one she can't find is that cowboy waltzing across her mind. Is that cowboy waltzing across her mind?
About a week ago, I took a trip up to the beautiful Cumberland Mountains of Tennessee, about halfway between Nashville and Chattanooga, and visited Circle E Guest Ranch. And such a neat place, and we're happy to have joining us today Ray Evans, who is the owner of Circle E. And I've called her the ranch manager or foreman. Christine Pearl is joining us. So, Ray and Christine, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey,
thank
how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing fine and so glad to meet you guys. Ray, you and I have talked on the phone before for just a little bit, and last week when I drove up to Circle E, I met Christine for the first time, and I had a different impression of her from what I had on the telephone. And so it was kind of like a combination between Emmylou Harris with the hair and the energy of a Dolly Parton. So
I have said that all week.
Well, it sounds like you got your hands full up there, but she's a very efficient young lady, and so we're just tickled to have you join us on the show today, and looking forward to spending some time with you guys the first week of June, but we'll talk about that a little bit more later. But, Ray, you've got just an amazing place up there. I'm a trail rider, and I've not been to a campground, a horse campground, that's quite like yours. How did you get started with that? And tell us a little about the facilities themselves.
Okay. We've always been, my father and generations before him was in the timber business, logging business, and had sawmills and what have you. And so we was always around horseback riders, you know, they always riding through. And we had friends that were trail riders. We didn't ride very much, but we had the idea maybe sometime we might do that, and we did. Finally, I went on a trail ride back in, I guess, 2003. Went to a place called Birdsong down in western Tennessee down there somewhere.
Right.
And I had a couple of friends that took me down there, and they loaned me a horse, and we rode on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I come back and started my operation, my dozer and stuff, on Monday. But I had this dream that that's the way it got started. And of course, we had the mill, and we sold all the lumber, and it just went from, you know, from a horseback ride to a full-blown campground.
Wow. Well, you know, the impressive thing about it is that the materials for your facilities, I guess you've cut and milled yourself there, and you have a tremendous restaurant and lodge area there. I mean, I think Christine said that you could seat 250 people for dinner. And it's a beautiful, beautiful facility. I know that, don't you hold some different type of events there, Christine?
Yes, we have week-long organized rides. We have four of those a year. And we have special events, concerts. We also rent the dining hall out for weddings and parties and class reunions. Matter of fact, we've got four weddings scheduled this year and one class reunion. And I was just talking today with another person that wants to bring their class up there.
Well, it's a beautiful facility, and I got to tell you, every time I turned around trying to find Michael, he was taking a picture of something. So, you know, beautiful facilities, clean facilities, and just a great lodge and accommodations there for some events that you would want to hold. But you don't have but just a few camp spaces up there, do you, Ray?
I think 240. 240. And probably a few more than that. I know it took 40.
Oh, gosh. And the thing that impressed me about those is that they are large. They're large camp spaces. I mean, you can just pull in with your rig anywhere up there. And folks like me that have trouble back and don't have to worry about it because you can just pull in. There's plenty of room. You've got a kind of neat barn system up there. How many stalls do you have?
We have 397, I think. And we talked about building three more just to have 400. we have some laughs about that. Come as a camp, everybody talked about why 397? Why didn't you go ahead and build three more? That's what I may have to.
don't let him kid you. He's got three pins down there in the back 40 with us and campsites close to it, so we count those.
All right. Well, that's pretty neat. But it is a beautiful facility up there. And talk to us a little bit, because for horse, for trail riders, they're interested in the trails as much as anything. Can you tell us a little bit about your trails, how many miles you've got, and what kind are they?
We got 120 miles of trails that's been marked and mapped, and most of them GPSed. So they're definitely there. And it's in the mountains. I mean, you're going to find all kinds of terrain. We keep it kind of in the middle of the road because we have children and folks that might not be as experienced. But you can get most any challenge that you want, if you want to look for it and venture off the trails. But it's mountain riding. It's very scenic.
Right. Well, there's some beautiful views, and I just want to mention this because I was curious about this as I was coming up there. It's very easy to get to. I-24 is, the main interstate, I guess, that most folks would take. And then, what is that, Highway 64?
Yeah, you got get off of I-24 on 127 exit on the Highway 64.
Right.
Go 17 miles westerly, and when you get to Highway 16 south, it's only when you turn on the end of 6 miles up there, right? But if we got folks coming in from, down in the south, Mississippi, and down through Birmingham, up that way, they can come up I-65 and get off at exit 14 and head east on 64.
Okay.
And, of course, when you get to 16, you turn south and get 6 miles.
Okay. Well, the road up there was great. I mean, 24, and then we got off onto 64, and that's a four-lane highway. It's like being on the interstate, and then the road on up to the campground is looks like a really new, nice road. But as you look at the view coming off of 64, coming up to Circle E, it absolutely was breathtaking. And I was riding in the back seat, and Lance Cowan was driving, and I had to just make sure he kept his eyes on the road because he wanted to keep looking at the views going up there. So it's just a beautiful ride getting up there. Yeah, we. I know that you hold a lot of different events. There's a special event that's going to be taking place, special to me and a lot of folks, the first week of June. We want to talk more about the events. We want to talk about something that I think is really unusual to find at a campground, and that is your amphitheater and music venue. But we want to take a quick break, and a fellow that's going to be performing at Circle E Guest Ranch on June the 7th is a guy named Michael Martin Murphy. And so we're going to kind of pick things up just a little bit with a song of Murph's called Shake It Off, and it's from his Red River Drifter album. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and we're talking with the good folks at Circle E Guest Ranch. We'll be right back. Michael Martin Murphy, and Michael Martin Murphy will be in concert at Circle E Guest Ranch in Belvidere, Tennessee on June the 7th, and you can check twhbea.com for more information on that, as well as Circle E's website, and I believe That's thecircle.e.com. Is that right, Christine?
That's the email address. thecircle.e@bellsouth.net is the email, but the web address is circleeguestranch.com.
circleeguestranch.com. And I guess that was on my mind. I sent you an email last night reminding you about the show today. So, but circleeguestranch.com. Ray, how did you decide to build this great amphitheater that you've got there? Because you really have done a tremendous job in setting up a music venue to go along with the tremendous lodge that you have and the restaurant and the 397 stalls. And by the way, those are not little bitty stalls. Those are nice stalls. But how did you decide to do this music venue, the amphitheater that you have?
Well, we kind of got into bluegrass. We do some bluegrass festivals, and it's just something to add on, you know, for our guests. When they come there, they normally stay a week. And sometimes we'll get some name acts out there, and it's just nice to have a place, you know, especially in the summertime, sit out there in the lawn chairs and listen to the music. And we've had several acts there.
Well, it's a beautiful facility.
Well, thank you. We get some compliments about it. We sure do.
Well, it's really, really nice. And talk to us about some of the organized rides that you have, because you mentioned the bluegrass thing. I think you've got a bluegrass festival that's coming up in the near future, but what else is on the agenda for Circle E as far as some of your organized rides?
We have a week-long organized ride, May 12th through the 18th, and then we have, of course, the Tennessee Walkers ride June 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then our Bluegrass Festival is June 26th, 27th, and 28th, and we always have a three-day ride, 4th of July, and then a Labor Day ride, and then our September organized ride is the 8th through the 14th, and October is the 13th through the 19th, and then, of course, we'll have a Thanksgiving and a ride and a New Year's ride and party.
Okay. And I know you guys have a lot of fun when you have folks up for these organized rides, so you'll usually have some music and you've got some karaoke, and I think I saw Christine on the mic and some pics that you had posted from the event this past weekend.
Yeah, we have, usually on our Monday nights we'll have a band from about 8 to 11. Tuesday night we have bingo, which we give prizes away, t-shirts, caps, things like that. Wednesday night is DJ karaoke night, and then just depends on the crowd how much we do of each. We found this last ride, we had a group that just sang clear up to 1:30 in the morning. We had to be careful. It was a lot of fun, though. And then Thursday we have an auction, and Friday we'll have another band, and then Saturday we'll do DJ and karaoke again.
Okay. All right.
You might add on those organized rides, we feed them three meals a day. And when we say organized, sometimes some people think, well, you know, they don't want to go on an organized ride. You don't have to. We got guys, you know, that takes people out if they want to go with them. But they don't have to go with the guys. We just got them out for courtesy and you know, for newcomers that's never been on our trails. But like I said, we got three meals a day and entertainment every night.
Right. Well, and that's, I think that's what that is. And everything is pretty much all-inclusive, isn't it, for your rides, for your organized rides, for those meals and the entertainment and the trail riding, just a great, great way to do things. Christine, you love to sing. You now have an extra special guitar.
Yes. Michael Martin Murphy signed it.
Michael Martin Murphy autographed your guitar for you, so that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But you like to write, too. Now, are you prepared to... You did a poem that I thought was really neat. Are you prepared to do that for us?
Well, yes, it would be an honor. I entered my poem into a, I'm really a lyrics writer, but lyrics is poetry set to music, and so I had entered this song lyrics into a poetry contest, and I did get in the preliminaries, and then they published it in a book. It's going to come out. You can get it at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble's. It's a book of 400 poems from all poets all over the United States, and it's called This Time Around.
Right.
The night. Are you ready?
Yeah, and I think the name of this poem is called A Special Place, isn't it?
Yes. It's a poem that I wrote based on a memory of something I did when I was a little girl. So it really happened. But I'll just go ahead and read the poem. It's
all right.
A Special Place. Walking through the schoolyard in the early morning dew, dreaming of a special place with only me and you, where the honeysuckle grows wild and the daisies are knee-high. I remember as a child the look of love in your eye, dreaming of a family that we were going to be. Saw our son scooting along in a trail I left after me, tighten up my ponytail with a hole in my shoe, running through the schoolyard, kicking up the dew. This is a special place in my memories, dew on the flowers and all the honeybees. Just one drop of dew on the daisy's petal held it close to my eye and saw where we will settle. The drops showed me a vision of a house big and white, and holding hands in a carriage, you were my shining knight. Horses' manes a-flying underneath a golden sun. At me, you were smiling. Your face told me I was the one. Tighten up my ponytail with a hole in my shoe, running through the schoolyard, kinking up the dew. This is a special place in my memories, dew on the flowers and all the honeybees.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And the name of that's A Special Place. And what is the name of the book?
This Time Around. It's published by Eber & Wine out of Pennsylvania.
And you can get that on Amazon?
Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble.
Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. And I bet if you buy the book and come to Circle E, Christine will sign that for you. She'll probably autograph that for you, and what a treasure that would be, because a talented writer. We're going to take another quick break. We've got another terrific entertainer that's going to be at Circle E, and will be in concert on Friday night. So I'm going to tell you guys, head on up to Circle E Guest Ranch the first weekend in June, because you're going to have a big, big time. Templeton Thompson is going to be in concert on Friday night, and we're going to kind of rock the boat with one of Templeton's songs. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with the good folks at Circle E Guest Ranch.
You know they'll tell you if you let them what you can and can't do. They'll try and change you, rearrange your unique point of view. Yeah, I listen to them way too long. Try and tell me how to sing my song. They say, turn it down, keep it simple. And I say, sometimes you gotta sing it hard and slow. They say, don't make made up. They're not really saying
That's my rock star cowgirl friend Templeton Thompson, and she's going to be rocking the boat at Circle E Guest Ranch on June the 6th with her rock star husband Sam Gay, and so it's going to be a great time and a great event there. You can buy tickets online both for Templeton's concert and Michael's concert online. There's a link at Circle E's website and also at Equestrian Legacy. .net's website. So much fun that's going on. And I'm going to do a little plug for this thing right now, if it's okay with you guys. We're having a national trail ride. It's sponsored by the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. And Fiona is Michael Martin Murphy's granddaughter, who was born with a disease that's commonly called brittle bone disease. He established this foundation about 12 years ago to benefit the children and families that are dealing with this disease and other bone-related diseases. The event is going to be taking place in 5 states across the United States, all on the same weekend, June 5th through the 7th. So you can visit equestrianlegacy.net, check our event page, and you'll find out more information about each of the locations. We're going to have concerts and similar events all across the country, and so you can check those out, find out how to contact those campgrounds, and see who these artists are that are going to be performing. But Christine, tell us a little bit about what you've got planned for us at Circle E.
At Circle E, most everyone will be coming in Thursday on the 5th, and we plan on that evening. We've advertised anyone wanting to donate items to the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation that we would auction them off for that to benefit the foundation that evening. After that, we will do some DJ and karaoke, and then you'll get to hear me sing.
and if I'm not mistaken, I think Ray kind of gets on the mic a little bit some, don't you?
Yes, he does. He sings some excellent George Jones and Conway Twitty.
Oh, wow. Wow. So a multi-talented guy. And in addition to having, of course, we'll have the auction on Thursday evening and the karaoke that's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to hearing Ray and Christine and anybody else that's brave enough to get up there. But we also are going to have vendors at each of the locations, and a lot of our vendors coming in to Circle E. I know that we've got folks that are coming from as far away as Pennsylvania as vendors. I think you got trail riders coming from Michigan even, don't you, Christine?
Yes, we've got them coming from several states. We've got them coming from Texas, Ohio, Illinois, and then all in Tennessee, and I believe South Carolina, too.
Well, and I've heard some folks are coming down from Montana for this thing, so you may not have heard from them yet, but folks are coming from all over to be at Circle E for this big event that's taking place then. And then again on Thursday, Templeton Thompson will be in concert, and we're going to have Michael Martin Murphy and his son Ryan, who is a talented musician himself, and has produced the last 4 or 5 of Murph's CDs, is going to be opening up for his dad. It's going to be a fun time, and just loads to do up there. And I think you told me there might be some buggy rides, and somebody told me there was somebody coming with some miniature mules or something to entertain kids. And there's going to be a masseuse there. I think I have my reservation in for the masseuse.
Yeah,
so that you can a little bit, but
I might add that I was at the Ohio Equine Fair. Well, it's the weekend that you and Michael came to Circle E,
right?
And I had people come up to my booth and say, "Oh, y'all guys are going to have the benefit." So people are hearing about it and talking about it as Four Ways Ohio, you know. And we didn't say anything about it ourselves, but I had people ask me about it.
Well, that's great.
I thought that was pretty cool. we had folks at Fort Wayne that had heard about us because of this event.
Well, that's terrific, and let me mention, I don't want to mention this sometime during the show, so I'm going to just mention this right now. Trailblazer Magazine did a great article that came out this past month, an interview with Michael Martin Murphy, and talking about the trail ride and the different locations. And Dutch Henry is a good friend of mine who is he actually did that article. He writes for Trailblazer. He has a blog. You can find him on Facebook, Dutch Henry. But Dutch is having bypass surgery tomorrow, and we want to keep Dutch and his family in our prayers. We appreciate very much the generosity of folks in helping us to promote and make people aware of this event. I know that Western Horseman has just done a really nice interview and article on the event, and that'll be coming out early May in the Western Horseman magazine as well. And you guys, Ray, have been very generous. You donated a weekend for an online auction we did to raise money for the foundation, and you've just been super, super to help us raise money for a worthy cause to help these kids that are going through so much. And I talked with Ryan Murphy yesterday, and Fiona is excited to death about getting up there and meeting a lot of folks. She'll be there with her sister Ellie, who loves horses too, and so they're really, really excited about coming up and enjoying all of the things that are going to be going on. And again, that's June 5th through the 7th at the Circle E Guest Ranch in Belvidere, Tennessee. And I want to mention this too. Now, we've already booked all the cabins up there for this event, but in addition to 240-plus campsites, you've got some really nice cabins that are available for folks that may not have living quarters or want to camp. And tell us what you've got there as far as your cabins are concerned, Christine.
We have four cabins that we rent out. Three of them are log cabins. Two of them are on the bluff. They sleep six. They're fully furnished with central heat and air. They've got a master bedroom with a queen or king-size bed, a full-size bed in the loft, a fold-out couch. They have direct TV. They have all the dishes and that you need. We provide sheets and towels, and they're very inexpensive. For two adults, it's $105 a night plus tax, and they just got a gorgeous view. They got a front porch and a back deck, and there you got to see a view of the valley. It's just awesome, especially at night. And then the other two cabins, one is a log cabin with a wraparound porch, and it's got a master bedroom with a queen size, and it's got a fold-out couch. They have their showers and everything and dishes, but they're just awesome, beautiful cabins.
Well, it's a neat, neat place. If you've never been, you need to go. In addition to all of the music and the entertainment and the karaoke and the auctions and the beautiful scenery and beautiful trails, we're also going to have a clinic up there on Friday afternoon, and that's going to be a cowboy matted shooting clinic. And our next guest is a gentleman named Marty Luffman, who we'll be talking with in just a few minutes. But Marty and Dave Harmon and Diana Hoppe are going to be putting on this cowboy matted shooting clinic. That is all included in for $50, a $50 donation to the foundation to help a worthy cause entitles you to enjoy all of these concerts, the clinic. We're going to have a wine and cheese meet and greet, and I want to mention, too, that the restaurant is going to be open to serve people as well. So if you don't want to cook, they've got some great food up there as well. So it's just going to be a ton of fun. And you're going to meet some really nice folks. Ray is a super guy and has been so generous. And again, Ray, thank you for your generosity. And Christine has been a jewel in helping us with things at Circle E. And again, if you want to see a combination of Emmy Lou and Dolly wrapped up in a little package, Christine.
Wait till you hear me sing, honey.
Wait till we hear her sing. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun. But put it on your calendar, June 5th through the 7th. And, of course, any time to visit Circle E is a good time. And We're going to close out this segment with another song from Michael Martin Murphy's CD, Red River Drifter. It's called Secret Smile. And Ray and Christine, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. Look forward to seeing you guys in just a few weeks.
Thank you much. Thank you, sir. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Look
forward.
Thank
you. It was an honor.
Well, it was fun to talk to you, and we'll see you soon. And you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio. When we come back, we'll be talking with Marty Luffman, and this is Michael Martin Murphy's Secret Smile.
There was mystery in that moment when I first saw your secret smile. Sometimes sunlight, sometimes midnight, sometimes a lady, sometimes a child. And from others you concealed it, but to me was revealed. Secret smile between you and me. Secret smile that only we can see. You and me through the years. You and me through the tears. Across the miles we'll keep our secret smile. Laughing still in the spring mist, summer's first kiss, fading rainbows on the hill, fall's dark daydreams, sudden sunbeams, your voice whispering through wind and snow. Between you and me, secret smile that only we can see. You and me through the years, you and me through the tears. Across the miles we'll keep our secret smile. Across the miles we'll keep our secret smile. Promise me you'll keep our secret smile.
You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and I just wanted to mention that Equestrian Legacy Radio is about to celebrate its first birthday. So in early May, we'll be 1 year old. We're heard live worldwide all across the United States in over 45 countries. And again, we want to give a shout out to our servicemen and women because just learned yesterday that you're listening to our show in Okinawa, Japan. So almost 1 year old, we've got some big things planned to celebrate our first birthday. But thanks for listening to the show, and we remind you that you can listen to us live at noon on Thursdays, and also you can listen to our podcast of all of our past shows on demand 24/7 by visiting equestrianlegacy.net. And right now we want to welcome to the show an old friend of mine, Mr. Marty Luffman, old in length of time that we've been equated, not that we're either one old. But Marty, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary. Thanks a lot for having me today.
Well, it's always fun to have you on the show, and we've had a big time talking with the folks up at Circle E, And there's going
to
be a...
Yeah, listen to you. That's going to be a tremendous event.
Oh,
really,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Really excited about that.
A lot of fun. We want to talk a little bit about what you're doing up there in just a few minutes. But for folks that maybe are new to cowboy matted shooting or not even familiar with it at all, tell us a little bit about cowboy matted shooting and what it is, and how'd you get started in this stuff?
Well, Gary, I think everybody knows I was a trail rider for years and years and years, and I traveled all over the United States trail riding just to different things, and I even wrote articles for Trail Rider magazine back in the day. And then, I don't know, I just got burned out. I felt like I had gone everywhere and done everything you could possibly do trail riding, and I just needed something to motivate me again, and I happened to see a story in the newspaper about the cowboy mounted shooting, and I went to watch, and I knew that that was going to be my new passion. I mean, how can you be any happier if you're on your horse and you got a couple of pistols and you dress like a old cowboy from the old West? I had fallen in love all over again.
Wow, wow. Well, you know, talking about dressing up like a cowboy, it looks to me like you are probably, from what I've seen, about as authentic a dresser for this thing as you'll run into. I guess that's part of the fun, isn't it?
It is for me. I love dressing up, and I've won a few times for having the best dressed or being the best dressed at events and stuff. So it's just something that adds to the flavor of the cowboy mounted shooting. But I want to impress upon people, you don't have to dress the part. You can wear blue jeans and long sleeve shirts, but you got to have a cowboy hat and you got to have chaps.
Okay.
So you can go from that one end of the spectrum to as far-fetched as I do.
Well, what really is cowboy mounted shooting? I mean, what are you doing?
Well, I think everybody's familiar with barrel racing.
Right.
And we do barrel racing with two guns and 10 balloons. It's a timed event identical to a pole bending or barrel racing. He said we go out there and we're penalized if we miss a target, which is a balloon. So if we go out there and we run it in 15 seconds but we miss a balloon, then we're bumped up to 20. Miss two balloons, 25. Miss three balloons, you might as well just sit on the bleachers and watch for the rest of the event because you're out of the game.
Oh, goodness. Well, if I wanted to get started in cowboy mounted shooting, what would I need to do?
Well, you can train your own horse, but I don't recommend that to anyone. My thinking here is if you want to get into mounted shooting, you avoid the frustration of trying to teach your horse not to shy away from balloons or gunshots or barrels. And you either go buy one that's already trained or you go to a professional trainer and have them train them. And there's a lot of professional trainers around here. I'm not a professional trainer. I trained three of my own and that was it. And I never had to do it again. I'd have somebody else do it. It's a lot of labor and it takes a tremendous amount of patience. But the next thing you do after you get the horse is you got to have a pair of guns and you got to have holsters and you got to have a cowboy hat and you got to have chaps.
Right.
So your initial investment is going to be pretty hefty. So, and then after that, you know, it kind of planes out because you can go to a local shoot here in Cookeville or Mount Juliet or down in northern Alabama or northern Georgia, and you go down there and spend $300 or $400 for the weekend and have a good time.
Right, right. Now, the horses, and we talked a little bit about this before when you were on the show, but I think you told me one of the biggest things was having the horse get used to the balloons, maybe even more so than the gun. Am I just imagining
that? That's correct. There's something about the static electricity in those balloons. It just terrifies a horse. They can feel it, you know, making their hair stand on end.
Right.
And so they can handle the guns, but it's the balloons that get them.
Okay. You know, and just as you were talking about folks you know, buying one that's ready to go, or sending a horse to a trainer, are there any type of, and we're going to talk about your clinic in just a little bit, as I said, but are there any type of clinics that are done to help teach people how to train and get their horse ready for an event like this?
No, not a clinic for training your horse.
Mm-hmm.
The clinics are designed to train the rider and the horse together.
Okay.
To make you more proficient in shooting and riding at the same time.
Okay. All right. Now, I know that there are different associations that are involved, you know, that do cowboy mounted shooting. What are a couple of those, and what are you involved in primarily?
Well, me personally, I like to travel.
Okay.
You have a local shoot here in Murfreesboro every September, but that doesn't excite me as much as, you know, I just got back from Tunica, and next weekend I'm headed to Guthrie, Oklahoma. I like the big shoots with a lot of people.
Okay.
And I like having the drive to get there to it.
Okay. Well, I guess a lot of the fun of cowboy mounted shooting probably is like most other horse events, and that would be the people that you meet.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's some of the most wonderful people I have ever met in my life were cowboys and cowgirls.
Well, yeah.
They're all kind and generous and helpful. And even that's another thing, too. If you don't have guns, but you got the horse and the saddle and chaps and the hat, come to a shoot anyhow, because somebody there is going to loan you your guns, and they're going to loan you the holsters to wear.
Right.
So you don't have to, you know, get out of pocket all this money up front. There's people there that will help you.
Well, it seems like, you know, most of these events, most of the equine events that I know I've talked with folks with the extreme cowboy racing, and, you know, we've talked about the cowboy mounted shooting. It seems like the people that are involved in these types of sports are really generous in helping folks that are newly engaged in the sport, as well as folks that have been around for quite some time.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, that extreme cowboy racing, I love that.
Yeah.
Boy, do I love that. Are you familiar with Tracy Pinson?
No.
Do you know Tracy?
I do. Tracy Pinson. Yeah, Tracy's been on the show a couple of times.
Okay. Well, she and I both ride walking horses. And one of the greatest pleasures that she and I have is when our walking horses blow those quarter horses out of the water. And we win. And I know that nobody thinks of a walking horse as a sport horse other than, you know, a high stepper or trail riding and stuff like that. But
right.
My little walking horse has outrun so many quarter horses, it's just unbelievable.
Well, tell us a little bit about Doc Holliday, because he's probably as famous as Marty is.
Well, I don't know about Marty, but I know Doc Holliday is a celebrity across the nation, and he's been to Canada, and he's competed in 47 different states, and people love him. He has to be the most photographed horse in cowboy mounted shooting.
Wow.
I'm telling you, and he's had some tremendous celebrities on his back. We got invited to go down to the Alamo for the reunion of the family and all the people that were still alive that performed, or there were actors in the movie The Alamo that John Wayne produced.
Right.
And John Wayne's daughter and granddaughter was down at the Alamo that weekend while we were down there. And she got on Doc Holliday with John Wayne's granddaughter, Marissa, his daughter and granddaughter, and they rode Doc Holliday around shaking hands and seeing people. And I mean, he was perfect in the crowd. He didn't try to do anything except be a perfect gentleman.
Oh wow! Well, he's been a great ambassador for the walking horse breed as well as for the mounted shooting. And of course, Tracy has put Tough in celebrity status, and now she's riding Buford. Actually, I hope to get Tracy on the show in a couple of weeks, because they're going to be doing a big event in Shelbyville, Tennessee, toward the end of May. So I need to see if I can get Tracy to come back and visit with us again.
Oh, that'd be great. But Tracy's famous. I mean, if you're into the extreme riding or competition, you've heard about Tracy. She's just a remarkable person.
Right, right. Well, she is.
And we're gonna have, I think Diane Hoppe from here in Tennessee is going to be entered in that, and I'm pretty sure Kimberly Brown's going to be competing in it.
Well, that is exciting. You know, we want one of the things that's kind of fun about both cowboy matted shooting and the extreme cowboy racing is it gives you a chance to kind of cowboy up a little bit. And we're going to take a quick break and listen to Cowboy Up by Joni Harms. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Marty about an event that's coming up that we've been talking about at Circle E Guest Ranch. And I think you've got some pretty good help coming with you, too. So when we come back, when we come back, we'll talk more with Marty Luffman. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
He was the new kid on the circuit, gold buckles in his eyes. But the horse he drew was plenty rank, and much to his surprise, he did a double backflip, landed on his head. This old cowboy limped out in the ring, leaned over him and said, "You better cowboy up when you get thrown down. Get right back in the saddle as soon as you hit the ground. You've heard that the tough gets going when the going gets tough. But around here all we say is, son, you better cowboy up." By the end of last season, he was among the best, so he proudly called the girl back home, hoping she would be impressed. But her mama said she married the guy he used to call his friend. And before the first tear could fall, these words came back again: "You better cowboy up when you get thrown down. Get right back in the saddle.
Cowboy Up. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio. And I mentioned that Equestrian Legacy Radio will be celebrating its first anniversary, the first part of May. And we've had several people that have asked us this past year about advertising and sponsoring Equestrian Legacy Radio. And so we now have made that available. You can visit equestrianlegacy.net. Look at our sponsor opportunities and take a look at some of the packages that we have to offer. You can advertise both on the radio program as well as the website, and you can do that for as little as 55 cents a day. So let us help you promote your business and tell folks about your horse business, your club, your organization on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And back to Marty Luffman, who is, again, an old friend. And I was talking about you the other day, Marty, with somebody and said, you know, we were in college together. And at that time, neither one of us knew we were horse lovers.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've kind of known each. We lost touch for a while, but we reconnected, and it's been great to do that. And I just wanted to mention to folks that you're very generous, both with your time and sharing your knowledge about horses and the sport of mounted shooting. You did a thing for us to help out some kids for a youth day back during the celebration in September, and you've been very generous to donate your time and come up to Circle E Guest Ranch, and on June the 5th, that's on a Friday, you're going to be doing a cowboy mounted shooting clinic, and I guess folks can get a picture with both you and Doc Holliday, or at least Doc Holliday if they don't want you in the picture.
Yeah, I can see Doc Holliday. I can't see me.
And another photogenic person that's going to be there will be Diana Hoppe, and she's just a sweetheart as well. And I think you have another good friend, I believe, that's going to join you. Isn't he Dave Harmon?
Dave Harmon, yeah. Hey, speaking of Dave Harmon, if your listeners want to see some funny things, Dave and I do what is called the Dave and Marty Show. It's about people who fall off their horses.
Right.
It's called the Faller Offers. And you can go to YouTube and bring those up, or you can Google Faller Offers, or you can Google the Dave and Marty Show. And we have a lot of people in our organization who will fall off their horse, or their horse will trip, and occasionally somebody gets hurt, but most of the time the participant just gets up and walks off. Well, we make fun of them. We ridicule them. We laugh at them. And we try to get everybody else to laugh at them and mock them. So if you want to see some funny shows and some funny scenes and some funny falls, Google Follow Offers, or Google the Dave and Marty Show, or just Google me, Marty Lupin, and you'll be able to get a link to that too. But
well,
you can see some good falls.
Yeah, well, I've watched some of those, and I'm telling you what, you guys show no mercy, and they particularly show no mercy when you happen to be the one that's falling off. So if you want to see a little bit more about the cowboy managed shooting and some of the fun that they have, check out the Dave and Marty Show on YouTube, and you'll have a big time. I shared that with somebody Sunday, as a matter of fact, and we were looking at one of your YouTube videos, so a lot of fun. But talk to us a little bit, Marty, about what folks will see when they come up.
Right, I've been working with the campground, and we're going to have a arena set up, and we're going to do some instruction. I'll be doing most of the talking, and Dave and Diana will be doing the riding and the shooting. And if you want to bring a horse up, we'd be more than happy to put you in the arena, loan you some guns, loan you some holsters, whatever we need to do to get you involved. And it's going to be sponsored by Dave and I are going to have, and Diana are going to have all of our blanks and balloons and everything sponsored by Mounted Shooters of America. So
right.
If you're interested in getting involved in shooting and you want to read more about it, go to Mounted Shooters of America, and you will see all kinds of information about beginning, starting, guns for sale, horses for sale, saddles for sale, and all the top shooters are coming out with their own brand of saddles now. They, they're designing them, and you've got a lot of companies. Circle Y, for one, is building saddles that are designed specifically for shooters. And so I will be showing a lot of people a lot of things, but I gotta caution you, Gary, and the listeners. And it's like I told the people at Circle E, if we're gonna be running on grass, which is fine, because I have competed on grass many, many, many times, and it's not a problem. But if it has rained the day before, and the ground's at least a bit wet, we'll probably have to cancel and reschedule the clinic.
Okay.
Because a horse will fall real fast on wet grass.
Right.
And
right.
It's just not worth the risk of the individual and the horse to get out there and play and have the potential for getting hurt, especially on Friday before the trail ride. the last thing we want to do is create a problem or an issue for anyone. So just caution your listeners that if there is rain and the ground is wet, then we will have to call it off and reschedule.
Okay. Well, I had a conversation with a man upstairs, and he said it would not rain for those full 3 days. So we're going to be looking for some gorgeous weather in Tennessee.
All right. Tell the man upstairs to give us a break on Thursday, too.
Yeah,
I don't worry about Saturday and Sunday. That doesn't bother me at all.
Right,
it's the day before.
Yeah, it can rain Sunday or Monday, and that'll be fine. But hopefully we'll have a beautiful weekend up there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really expecting to have 400 or 500 people that are camping, and then and I'll mention this too. On Saturday, if people haven't been able to take the time to go and ride, and this is the same at all of our locations in all 5 states. They will be open for a day ride with a donation to the foundation for people that just want to come ride on Saturday. And then the concerts for Saturday night and Templeton Thompson's concert on Friday night will be open to the general public. So you can buy tickets online or pay, on site for that. But now, if I don't want to ride and I just wanted to see if I could shoot a balloon, am I going to be able to try that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So I sometimes just handling the gun and shooting a balloon can be a challenge for some people. But
yeah, it is. It's fun.
Yeah. But you'll be talking about, you know, how to get started, the process works, and then Dave and Diana will be doing most of the riding.
Unless somebody wants to bring their horse in and try it out, we can do that too.
Okay. All right, that'll be great. And this clinic is not open to the public. This is for the folks that are attending the event itself for the 3 days.
Yeah, that's correct. This will be restricted to the people who are actually riding in the trail ride.
Right, right. Well, we're looking forward to that, and I'll mention too, Diana Hoppe is a tremendous photographer. She's just a super, super nice gal. She's been on the show once or twice, and Diana will be taking photographs. She'll actually be one of the vendors at that location at Circle E, so she'll be available to take photographs for you during the ride, and as well as
Gary, let me interject something here real quick.
Okay.
Western Shooting Horse magazine that can be bought at Tractor Supply, or if you sign up with Mounted Shooters of America, you get a subscription to it. Diana has numerous pictures in Western Shooting Horse, and we just recently did a story, and she was the photographer on some music celebrities. It's going to be in the July edition of the Western Shooting Horse magazine.
Well, great.
I would really encourage people to subscribe to Western Shooting Horse if they are the least bit interested in shooting.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that, you know, it's a growing sport. The cowboy mounted shooting, the extreme cowboy racing, the mountain trail. These are all disciplines that just really, really seem to be growing. And, you know, you can do that and still enjoy taking your horse out on the trails or compete in some other type of events as well. But it's a lot of fun to watch all of these things. And I think that it's something that's good for the family. I believe Cowboy Luke is involved now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Cowboy Luke is all over it. He's matter of fact, people don't know who I am, but they know who Cowboy Luke and Doc Holliday is.
Well, and Cowboy Luke's your grandson, so we want to let folks know that.
He's a celebrity in his own right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's growing up the right way. All of these sports are great family events. So whether it's cowboy mounted shooting, whether it's extreme cowboy, these are good sports for the family, and of course trail riding is great for the family as well. And I think, Marty, regardless of what the discipline is, one of the things that we need to focus on is getting our young people involved in the horse sports, so that they continue that, you know, throughout their life. It's something that you can just keep on doing. So that's pretty cool stuff. Well, you know, it's always fun to talk to you. I'm looking forward to spending some time up with you at Circle E and catching up. You and I have been trying to get to Martin's Barbecue to sit down and visit for months, and we haven't made it yet, but maybe we can do that too. But thanks again for spending time with us on the show today, and thanks very much for donating your time, as well as Diana and Dave, to put on this clinic and be with us at Circle E, and as well as Mounted Shooting Association for their contribution to help make that happen as well. So,
yeah, if anybody needs help signing up for the Mounted Shooters Association, I think all you got to do is contact me, and I'll make sure you got the right person to contact, okay, or do it online. But it's all not right. expensive. I'm not sure. I think it's like $65 a year.
Okay. All right. Well, get involved with the sports. You're going to have fun. Come up to our event at Circle E, June 5th through the 7th, and enjoy the clinic and talk with Marty and Diana and Dave and find out more about this sport and all of it for a good cause. And, Marty, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. Look forward to talking to
Thank you
soon.
Thank you, Gary. Take care, partner. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot, Marty. Bye-bye. All right, we've had a lot of fun today talking with Mary Kay and listening to her music. Just a super, super talented and nice lady. Visiting with Ray and Christine from Circle E Guest Ranch. And, of course, always fun to talk with our friend Marty Luffman. So, again, it's always good to have you join us for the show and listening. Be sure and tell your friends about us. And tune in to Equestrian Legacy Radio every Thursday at high noon. And we remind you, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride.
Let's put the Western back in the country.